This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into the FOIA story here in just a moment, where, again, we started off the show talking about the story from the Associated Press about the growing trend of not people filing FOIA requests. No, no, no. The growing trend is people that have filed FOIA requests, FOIA being Freedom of Information Act request, people that have filed these being sued by the government agency that they have filed the FOIA request with, because the agency, not only do they not want to give up the information, they want the court precedent, the stare decisis, that says you are not required to give
that
this information.
Stare? I thought it was stare.
No. Stare.
Okay.
Well, there's another precedent there, and that's what this article, I think, really addresses, and that is to intimidate anyone who even dreams of filing a FOIA request or whatever your state equivalent
right.
is.
That's certainly part of it.
It certainly is, and it's saying, like the gentleman said, the law professor, it basically says file a request at your own peril. Well,
right.
Who's going to file a request if they know that there's a good chance that they are going to be on the hook for thousands of dollars? Because you can't just ignore a lawsuit.
Right. Well, you can.
You can.
But then you wind up with a bench warrant for failure to appear.
Right.
You lose because you didn't show up, and then you've got to pay the thousands of dollars for their attorneys anyway.
Yeah. So it's a very, very slippery slope. This really needs to be shut down. But we can continue with the article if you like.
Yeah, well, let's go to the phones first.
Oh, good.
Where we've got David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hurry up. You know, this all reminds me of the what they used to call slap suits. I'm old enough to remember early environmental lawsuits, and this would have been sometime in between Nixon and Carter, if I remember right. The big polluters, and the government, for that matter.
SLAP hold on, David, real quick. SLAP being an acronym for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation.
Right, right. Yeah, in other words, we the people own the government. And any job that the government's working on, we get to see the results. So if the sewer department knows that the creek is being poisoned by some polluter,
right.
There were a lot of environmental groups that were trying to get that data, and the local water board or the fishing district or the federal waterways agencies would have people doing monitoring of it, but they
right.
would deny the data to the people, and it got into this issue of whether the government is working for us or whether it's working for the polluters. So
right.
the idea of the government started trying to charge you, at the time, copy paper was like 2 cents a copy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they were trying to charge me a dime a copy, and then it was a quarter a copy. And then, if you're asking for 500 pages and they want to charge you 25 cents a copy, pretty profound. So there were all of these back and forths. And then finally they came up with these slap lawsuits to say that, you didn't deserve to see this data to begin with. And so it was, out here in California, we've now got what's called the Brown Act, which guarantees that every agency of government, whether it's the local town council and the library board, or whether it's all the way up to the State Department of Investigation, if they're working on a project and it's not an ongoing criminal case, we the people get the right to see that data, and we get to see it for free, ideally. If it's on electronically, it's available for free. But Trump is trying to claim at this point that even federal data doesn't count for free. And so these lawsuits or this inference of criminality, that's bogus. It it can always be basically taken all the way back to taxation with representation. And especially if somebody living downstream is getting poisoned by some factory upstream, and the health department knows it, and the health department is not protecting the people downstream, that's a major issue.
But I was
interested, though, in it sounded like they're doing this on a security basis, too.
They're doing it on all kinds of things. Whatever they can come up with, if they feel, and one of the examples given in this AP story was somebody who wanted information in Oregon about school employees getting paid to stay home, or a retired educator seeking data about student performance in Louisiana.
There was the caller from Kentucky that wanted information about the make and model of surveillance cameras, and
in
the
town
came back and said security.
Right.
We can't give this information because security reasons and police safety.
Right. Instead of them just saying, we don't feel we have to do that, and running the risk that a citizen actually goes to court and sues them, they've flipped the tables here and they've said, you know what, we're just going to sue them for daring to ask for this and let the courts decide which way it is. But then it's putting all the burden on the defendant, the guy who just wants the information, and we're talking financial burden.
Right, sure. And this definitely does sound like a slap sort of thing, where, let me read the definition of that. Again, strategic lawsuit against public participation. The definition from the Wikipedia is, it's a lawsuit intended to censor, intimidate, and silence critics by burdening them with the legal defense until they abandon their criticism or opposition.
Right. Well, now, I could give you an example about those cameras where I climbed on a city bus here in San Francisco not too long ago, and I counted all those little cameras throughout the bus. They're everywhere. You'd be surprised. Yeah. You usually see them as the little black bump, the 360 dome. And there were 16 cameras on a single bus. Now imagine the service contract on a thing like that.
Right.
And the idea that they wouldn't just have four, or something like that. They have to have 16 on there. They're not only piling it on, but then it gets into the reliability of them. So if the taxpayer is paying for 16 per bus, and there's I'm going to guess 1,000 buses in the city.
In one city.
Right. We had a study here. We were trying to deal with air pollution in San Francisco a bunch of years ago. And one of the sons of the mayor's, his name was Shelley. I think it's Tom Shelley. He had been a board of supervisors, and he came up with an idea. He backed it up with studies that if they turned the bus system entirely free, that it would not only speed up the buses, it would get people to work on time, but it would actually make the city money because they wouldn't have to pay for gasoline. They wouldn't have to pay for insurance on their cars. They wouldn't have to pay for this and that and the other. And the asthma rate in the whole city would go down. And so it was a win-win in 100 different ways. And so it seemed like they were coming up with these security cameras and all of these GIM racks on the bus systems to actually force them to charge more money to get on the bus than to turn it into free. So
well,
if
you
load a bus with 16 cameras, then all of a sudden you got to have a fare box in order to pay for it.
Well, and a lot of that, and before somebody, who's listening in South Dakota says, well, that's California, thank God for that. No, listeners in South Dakota, North Dakota, and every other state, you're probably paying for that. So when the
city
and some federal...
Yeah,
whenever...
Making it, we would actually make money by sales tax. In other words, if you weren't spending a few $100 a month on insurance and a few $100 a month on gasoline, then you would have that back as discretionary income, and you're more likely to spend it in local restaurants and buying stuff for your house and whatnot, and it would come back to the city. They, at the time, they figured the city would make $2 billion a year plus reduce as...
David, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
When you read these books, you're going to hear me talk about what I call biostitutes. A biostitute may be a scientist. They will say anything that needs to be said for the right number of millions of dollars. And right now, that industry is just expanding bigger than I've ever seen. I've been doing this for 35 years. So when you see my books, whether it's Law and Disorder, whether it's Law and Vengeance, the next one coming out is Law and Addiction. When you read those books, you'll really see me beating on these biostitutes because it is an industry that runs the risk of destroying everything we believe, and that is we believe that capitalism works fairly. When you put a biostitute in the process, it doesn't.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman DeCatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 800-480-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Then consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it's easy, it can be private, the fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions, and anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. We've been talking about FOIA request. That's Freedom of Information Act request. And, well, there's been a bit of a pushback by some governments across the country. Had a caller call in from San Francisco to mention some of the SLAPP lawsuits that happened back in the 70s and 80s.
Yep.
SLAPP being an acronym for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. And that may sound familiar to some listeners of Free Talk Live, because at least one current host of the show and a couple former hosts of this show were actually the subject of a SLAPP lawsuit here in Keene, New Hampshire, where they had gone out putting money in parking meters, and the city wound up suing them to say, you can't do that near the parking enforcer because intimidation and something, something. And, well, if you actually read the employee handbook for the parking enforcers, the very first thing is must endure verbal and mental abuse and harassment.
Whoops.
But yet, the city claimed that by putting money in meters near the parking enforcer, which is, you know, really the best way to do it if you're trying to prevent people from getting tickets.
Just stay one car ahead of them.
Well, yeah. The city attorney at one point was requesting a 50-foot buffer, a roaming buffer of the six named defendants cannot be within 50 feet of a parking enforcer at any time.
Right.
And they were citing some court ruling on 8-foot buffers near abortion clinics as the precedent for why a roving 50-foot buffer throughout the city was legal and constitutional. They then reduced that down to like 10 feet, but every step of the way, the city of Keene wound up losing.
Now, I'm surprised. It sounds like with all that precedent that they would have actually won. But yeah, that's the idea, and government will frequently employ this this method. You know, if you're stirring up trouble or you're doing something they don't like, they can take you to court. I'm going to continue with this article a little bit. Again,
yep.
This is when people file a FOIA request, and the government is this new tactic is basically saying, well, we don't know if that should be released or not, so we're going to sue you. You can go argue your case before court, and if they say we have to turn it over, we'll turn it over. The problem is that puts all of the financial burden on the person requesting the government information.
Right.
And that's
so
the antithesis of open government.
Right. So put yourself momentarily in the shoes of the person filing that FOIA request of, I want to know information about what this local government is doing. They have a process where I can file this form and say, give me information regarding this. And then they turn around and say, oh, you want it? All right, well, let's go to court. And if you lose, you have to pay our legal bills, and we're not telling you how much we're charging our attorney.
Right.
Do you want to know the information bad enough to where you're gambling $20,000, $30,000, $40,000,
$50,000? And this article goes into that, too. We're talking about government officials have employed this tactic. They're saying they're acting on good faith and the court should decide who this is. At least two recent cases have succeeded in blocking information, while many others have only delayed the release. state freedom of information laws generally allow requesters who believe they are being wrongfully denied records to file lawsuits seeking to force their release, like we do here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
If they succeed, government agencies can be forced to pay their legal fees and court costs. Now, with this suing the requester, when the state just sues, it flips the script. Even if agencies are ultimately required to make the records public, they typically will not have to pay the other side's legal bills. So, again, this completely puts all the onus on the citizen. Quote, "You can lose even when you win," unquote, said Mike DeShuttles, an education watchdog who was sued by the Louisiana Department of Education after filing requests for school district enrollment data last year. Quote, "I'm stuck with my legal fees just for defending my right to try to get those records," unquote. The lawsuit argued that the data could not be released under state and federal privacy laws and initially asked the court to order DeShuttles and another citizen requester to pay the department's legal fees and court costs. The department released the data months later after a judge ruled it should be made public. DeShuttles, a 72-year-old retired teachers union official who authors the Louisiana Educator blog, has spent $3,000 fighting the lawsuit by then. He said the data ultimately helped show a widening achievement gap among the state's poorest students, undercutting claims of progress by education reformers. The lawsuit has been denounced by some courts and policymakers. A New York judge in 2015 said they were the antithesis of open records policies and dismissed a case filed by a township against a person who requested police department surveillance video footage. There we go, if Michael Meharry is still listening to us. In Michigan, the State House voted 108-0 earlier this year in favor of a bill that would make it illegal for agencies to sue public records requesters.
Good. That needs to be the law everywhere.
Yep. The proposal came in response to a county's lawsuit against a local newspaper that had sought the personnel files of two employees running for sheriff. The judge dismissed the lawsuit, saying the county had to approve or deny the request. The documents, ultimately released days before the election, showed that one of the candidates had been disciplined for carrying on an affair while on duty in 2011. Now, that candidate lost.
If you think about government, government's not really supposed to sue because it's supposed to kind of like just, you know, handle issues against the people.
Follow the law.
So right. If somebody... if the people are applying for information, you can't then sue them. That's like...
I agree.
How is the government allowed to sue anybody?
Because they've written themselves the authority to do so.
Right. And if it doesn't exist, then they'll pass a law that gives them the authority
or
to do so.
Or they'll just file the lawsuit and hope that the court winds up making a ruling that says, yeah, you've got the authority to do this because we decided you do.
Right.
So different, though, just applying for a FOIA request and getting either denied or accepted versus suing. That's like a whole other ballgame of like...
It's a completely different level. It's ridiculous.
Again, it's a tactic to where the local government agencies, they want that court precedent saying that they don't have to give stuff so that then other agencies can use that against people asking similar stuff.
Or anybody.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. And how would you like to save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more on things that you were going to buy online anyway? Well, you can do that when you go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Now, what you have to do once you create the account there at saveatpurse.com, you also need an Amazon account to get the bigger savings. You put things into an Amazon wish list. You then import the wish list to saveatpurse.com and then select the discount that you want. And then you fund the account with Bitcoin. And I've actually got a couple of orders in right now. I should be receiving fairly soon, where I'm saving between 25 to 33% on some health food supplements, getting a new scale, and a couple other things. And I did that again. Saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Let's go to the phones, actually to the Skype, where we've got Dave Ridley from New Hampshire from RidleyReport.com calling in on Skype. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I've been calling in a few days back regarding the growth of the secession movement and whether or not we New Hampshireites should take advantage of that by focusing some on other, you know, independence movements that happen to be getting more press. And obviously Catalonia seems to be at the top of the list. But I'm happy that I did get a little bit involved in that because maybe as a result of it, or maybe he was going to do it independently, but the president, or the former, or I should say the founder of the Free State Project got involved a little bit, Jason Sorens.
Dr. Jason Sorens.
Yes, Dr. Sorens. We have Dr. Paul. We should say Dr. Sorens, too, I guess.
Yes. So what were his thoughts on this Catalonia thing? Because I've not... You know, as far as I know, I don't think I've read what his position was on Catalonia.
Well, I think he's basically pro-independence across the board, just like most of us. Most of the people in the Liberty Movement, I think, in New Hampshire probably feel that way from what I've gathered. You know, there's this philosophy that any region deserves independence, even if it's wildly imperfect. I support, you know, Croatian independence despite the cruel methods they use to achieve it. They still deserve the independence. Does that make sense?
Right. I would say they deserve the right to self-determination, and then, you know, if they don't want to be independent of some other entity, then, you know, don't force independence upon them just because independent. You know, let them have the say.
Right, and arguably the Krajina Serbs inside Croatia deserved the same thing. Instead, they got ethnically cleansed.
Right, right.
But anyway, that wasn't really what I called to talk about. What Jason said was what I've been doing maybe starting about 5 days ago was calling all of the Spanish government officials that I could get on the phone. Not officials, but just workers. Government workers who work for government of Spain, getting them on the phone, anyone, any of them in the United States, and asking them when they're going to quit their jobs and so forth. Over the treatment of Catalans. But what Jason said was that he had a different idea. He says, quote, not to take away from this project, but it would likely be effective to call your federal legislatures tomorrow, Tuesday, to urge them to make a statement opposing the Spanish use of force in Catalonia. They're likely not getting many calls on this issue, and so even a smattering of calls could be quite effective. I plan to do this myself, unquote.
Right, and just to sort of give an update, because I know that we have talked about Catalonia. I'm not sure how much it's been covered earlier this week, but on Tuesday, and this is sort of a very interesting runaround that Carles Puigdemont did, to where Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said, you're not allowed to have a meeting of the Catalan Parliament on Monday, and he said, okay, that's fine. Meeting is Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, they signed a Declaration of Independence, but then he immediately asked Parliament to delay implementation of the declaration because he wants to have talks with Spain. Spanish Prime Minister Rajoy says, there's no talking that's going to happen. The talking isn't going to be a thing that we do. And Rajoy is now threatening to invoke Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution.
I read that.
That allows the Spanish government to actually seize control of Catalonia itself and revoke the autonomy of Catalonia. And basically, no matter what happens in Catalonia now, there are going to be Catalan officials that wind up being arrested, either because they've declared independence, which the Spanish government says you're not allowed to do, or the Spanish government invokes Article 155 that says we take over your autonomy and all right. of your officials get arrested because we said so.
You know, there's this the theory that, like, in 1990, it may have been, or 91, there was this one last chance to sort of stop Slobodan Milosevic before he started taking over all these parts of Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia, and they were insufficiently robust. You know, the protesters, a lot of Serbians, a lot of people in Belgrade trying to take him out, take him down. They were insufficiently robust in their response. But there's also a time for, you know, falling back and reinforcing. And it really seems like that's what the Catalans are doing. They're not overplaying their hand. And I'm not sure it is a good time to overplay their hand. It seems like they're being really cagey.
Right. I don't know. I think secession is one of those subjects that scares a lot of people. It scares a lot of Americans.
The S word specifically. Yeah. Now, if you talk about independence, I think that's different.
Yeah. We tend to focus on our experience with secession as being our Civil War, which was arguably the greatest disaster for the American people. The deadliest war in the United States history was our Civil War, where we had Americans fighting Americans. So we think about that when we think about secession. Nobody thinks about 1776.
Right, nobody and that's thinks because they don't use the S word.
Right, we didn't refer to our fight for independence as secession, but that's absolutely what it was. When you're under an oppressive government regime and you don't like it, what we believed then and what a lot of us still believe is that you have a right and a duty to strike back against that government and declare your own independence.
You know, there are only three synonyms, really, for the word secession. You know, there's independence, there's separatism. Really, you know, you can't just use the word independence all the time because sometimes it's confused with other things.
Right,
and because
right.
Also, you can't use the same word. There's nothing like you. You need synonyms. You got to use them. And if you use them, if you have them, you got to use them. But one thing I wanted to mention was that we should take all the disadvantages we've got and turn them into advantages. The fact that our idea is a little bit of a fringe idea still in the United States, we'll turn that into an advantage because it gets people to attack it. If it's associated with Abraham Lincoln and Jefferson Davis, and that gets people all riled up, well, then the riling up process gets them to advertise our idea for us.
Sure.
The way I see it is I think New Hampshire is a great state to be like a guinea pig, you know? Like, let New Hampshire secede, see if it works. If it doesn't, hop, skip it away and join the 49 United States left.
You know? Right. And one thing that's very interesting is a lot of legislators in New Hampshire love to mention first in the nation, but yet whenever anything sort of outside the box winds up getting proposed in Concord, the first question out of almost everybody's mouth is, well, has anybody ever tried this before? Well, wait a second. I thought we were supposed to be the first in the nation, not wait until everybody else does this.
First in the nation for something that's really easy to do.
Dave, not sure if you have more thoughts. I'll put you on hold if you do. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. What are your thoughts on secession? What are your thoughts on independence? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we are a live radio show, but we also have a podcast. And a lot of people do listen to the podcast version of the show. And if you're one of them, we want to ask you, ever so kindly, leave us a review. Make it an honest review. Don't just give 5 stars and say, love it. Unless, you know, that's all you really have to say about the show and you actually do love it. But, you know, give us honest reviews because iTunes and Stitcher and the other, you know, podcast aggregator things, they wind up using those reviews to suggest the show to other people based on, you know, things that might wind up fitting a category that they're listening to already. Also helps us show up higher in search results. So, yeah, leave us a rating, leave us a review. We greatly appreciate it. Let's go back to Skype where we've got Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com calling in. And we're talking about secession and independence and the different reactions that you get from people depending on which word you use. And, you know, a lot of this is being talked about now because of what happened recently in Catalonia, what happened in Kurdistan to a lesser extent, what might happen in Veneto, what we Americans call Venice, where they actually have a independence referendum coming up in, I believe, just a couple of weeks. And then, of course, there's also the California CalExit thing where there's a couple of different groups collecting signatures to get independence referendums on the ballot out there. So, again, back to Skype. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts.
Yeah, and each of these developments takes us one step further away from the Civil War and puts that further and further into the memory of Americans and takes it further and further away from their memory because they're so headline focused. It's constructive, but it's still useful to look at history in the sense that you know, you want to look at the long-term trends and when what has worked and what hasn't worked. And what worked, you know, in Italy when it was divided, as it hopefully will be again, when Italy was in pieces, it led the world out of the Middle Ages. You know, that was where the Renaissance was born, in a divided, shattered Italy. And it was good for Italy to be divided. Italy didn't become a backwater until it became united.
Right.
And the other trend is that, you know, over the last 100 years at least, the number of countries has been going down, has been going radically up. So, you know, it's just at some point the American exceptionalism will stop functioning and America will start to, you know, have this independence thing going on inside it the same way that the rest of the world does.
One can hope.
I do, like, I always, like, think about that phrase, like, divide and conquer, and it's like, when I think of secession, I'm like, man, like, it sounds like such a good idea, but is there also that, like, little, you know, contrarian that's like, oh, well, what if it doesn't work out the way you think it's going to do, or then it causes, like, more chaos or more problems than you originally thought it was going to solve, and it's like...
Well, we have some precedents of that. The South deciding to leave the Union did not end well for the South. And people do think about that. Like I said, they focus on what they were taught in school, and it certainly is it's a risk that we would take.
But certainly, you know, that's not the only attempt at independence throughout history that ended poorly for people.
No, certainly not. Certainly not.
Yeah. United we stand, divided we rise.
Yeah.
I admire you for plugging away at it,
rise?
David.
Wait.
By the way, with regard to the Civil War, there was a great success story that came out of the Civil War in Texas, and that was Van Zandt County, which is technically still independent. They fought the United States and the Confederacy.
Yeah, and there were actually a fair number of counties throughout the southern states that wound up seceding from the state that had seceded. A large chunk of Tennessee did so, parts of northern Alabama, the most famous in Alabama being Winston County, the Free State of Winston. Then there was Jones County, Mississippi, the Free State of Jones. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Van Zandt County, although you know nobody recognizes any of those as actually being legitimate secessions, which I think is really sad because, you know, I would love to see, you know, there's, what, about 300 million people that live in the United States. So instead of, oh, let's divide it into 50 countries. No, how about let's try 300 million countries? Every man a country. What do you think,
Dave? That's a little bit of a leap for me. 300 million countries.
You are the sovereign.
You are your own country. The
okay,
free
so
state
then why,
of Heather.
Why does government come to exist in the first place then? Is government almost like the free market solution to chaos? I mean, like, why do people collectivize? Why do people do this stuff, right?
Because
like, if everybody
people want
so
power.
It's so great to be autonomous all the time.
You keep using
why do
that
people
word
keep
solution.
Collectivizing?
I'm not sure
why do
it
people
means
collectivize?
What you think it means.
Why do people collectivize and form governments?
I think there's a tendency in people to want to come together as a community. Then... That I think is a natural thing, and I think mm-hmm. in absent of a federal government, even a state government, you would still have towns that would organize, and they would come up with ways, probably based on things that have been done historically or they're familiar with, and you probably end up to some degree back to where you started, but maybe we would learn that. Okay, remember back in the 2000s when we had that huge, immense federal government? Maybe that wasn't such a good idea. Maybe we could just sort of do things at the county level, and maybe that's enough.
Right, and if
there's
the question is, how do people wind up accumulating power? Well, a really, really long time ago, somebody decided... God said that I am better than you, so therefore give me some of your money and I'll protect you from the people that invade here. And then at some point it became, all right, you know what? Maybe we should elect the person that's in charge. We still right. have somebody that's in charge. We just don't call him a king anymore. But we get a say in who's in charge. And the people that wind up getting in those positions, they just keep accumulating more power and more power and more power.
Yeah. Don't you think it's a lot, like, in terms of government, though, right? Like, you have multiple people in, quote-unquote, power, but they're forced to work with each other, right? So if they weren't like trustworthy people, how would they function in groups? Period.
Well, just,
like how do like the this is what I've been thinking about lately is that even, you know, statists, as some people call them, right? Like people, members of Congress,
yep.
People that are there, like they're publicly acknowledging what it is they do, what it is they stand for. They are government, and they're saying, I am your representative.
Sometimes.
This is what I do.
They're the representative. They don't acknowledge that what they do is
theft
and murder.
Everybody knows what the function of government is.
Right.
And they are saying that I'm running for office, I'm going to hold this position, I'm going to do this job, essentially. They're doing it publicly, though, right?
They do.
Where there's a lot
but
more people that use fraud, deception, all of these other things that pretend to be good people that are really terrible people.
Do they come out and say, you know what, if elected, I will meet with every lobbyist in D.C. I promise that I will go out to dinner with these guys and
their campaign contributions are on public record.
I promise
I
promise I will do my best to hide every golf outing and island vacation trip that these guys put me on.
Every president that's ever been elected has always gone to Martha's Vineyard once a month. I used to live on the Cape.
There's never an option on the ballot of, I don't want somebody in this position.
Right. Just none of the above.
Yeah, that's not a binding option.
So I understand
anywhere.
What you're saying. This what we have
it's
today is the result of thousands of years, literally thousands of years, of trying to figure out how to get government right.
Yeah, but are
literally.
We entitled to anything? You think we're entitled to anything?
I think I'm entitled to the fruits of my own labor.
You're entitled to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Then we're not even entitled to rights. We're not entitled to sugar.
I am, because rights predated your government.
Okay, but that's your opinion, right?
No, that's a belief held
commonly. What are we entitled to, though, right? Like, we are autonomous in the sense that we make decisions.
Do you own yourself?
Best interest, right?
Do you own yourself?
I make decisions on a daily basis.
Do you own your body?
I don't know.
Do you own your body and your mind?
I make decisions.
I believe I do.
I can say I do, but it's not going to stop somebody that wants to do me harm from coming and doing me harm. Like, I can have that little false sense of security,
but
it's not going to stop anybody from coming and doing.
No, but do you have a right to then defend yourself against them?
I have the right to make decisions, and that's what I'll continue to do.
Dave, thank you for the call. Calls and thoughts, welcome. How did government come to be? Do we really know what government is? Do we really know anything? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.